for this one, but you know you like it. Stick around for Headroom with Alex Bolin. Thanks for tuning in.
What's the deal with my brain? Why am I so obviously insane? In a perfect situation, I let love down the drain. There's the pitch, slow and straight. All I have to do is swing and I'm a hero. But I'm a zero. Hungry nights once again. Now it's getting unbelievable. Cause I could not have it better. But I just can't get no play from the girls all around as they search the night.
Hey, hey, this is Alex Golan. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. You just had a great hour from DJ Lou, a little bit more than an hour he covered for me. But now you've got a little under an hour of Headroom, followed by Nothing to See Here with my frequent co-host and good friend, DJ G Marquee. I don't know what I'm going to play. I think I might actually just dive around Rivendell tonight. So I'm starting off with They Might Be Giants because I'm feeling kind of weird.
Sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places. But the horns, they blowing that sound. Way on down south, way on down south, London town. You check out Guitar George, he knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If then an old guitar is all he can afford. When he gets up under the lights to play his thing. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. He's got a daytime job, he's doing alright. He can play the honky-tonk like anything. Saving it up Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing. Platform soul. They don't give a damn about any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans, they play Creole.
freedom now. No longer this I can't resist. My pride decided how. No, I don't mind if things get rough, but I wonder if you're strong. Reject rejection, can you see how I've protected you? And I expect your blind respect for all you put me through. To be aware and not be touched, I wonder if I'm strong. Thank you.
pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Hey, hey.
Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Alex Golan. You're listening to Headroom on 91.5 WMFO. And we have the co-host here.
I don't think
I'm... Oh, are you on... What are you on? You're on four. My bad.
Yeah, how's it going?
There it is.
Ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy, DJ G Marquee.
Cha boy.
Yeah, we're just... Students for Sensible Drug Policy. I don't know who that voice was before, but it's a great group. I went to one of their meetings. They're very very informative. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing well. I had a very nice Thanksgiving vacation. How about yourself?
My vacation was very relaxing. I did maybe two things. Like,
what were those things?
Like, slept and ate.
Beautiful.
Yeah, nothing
yeah,
else.
Yeah, I did a lot of
not
that too.
Anything else.
Did a lot of that.
I was basically a glutton before.
Oh yeah. I mean,
it's what it's about. It's why
you're giving thanks, but you definitely are also,
I mean, if you're not like,
you know, it's the one time a year where I think
if you're not heaving for air on the couch like watching the third game of the night, like
I just decided to not button my pants for a day.
Ooh. Smart.
It was really nice.
Yeah, I mean, belts, you just can't.
Oh, yeah.
Sweatpants, I mean...
I didn't even bring my belt home.
Here's the problem. I mean, what I don't like about not having Thanksgiving in my house is that I definitely can't get away with wearing sweatpants. Because that's the perfect amount of freedom. You can just hang out and eat as much as you want and expand, and you will never run out of space.
Very true, very true. I mean, a good pair of sweatpants can go a very long, wide way.
Yeah. Yeah.
It certainly comes in handy.
See, that's what
in these modern, you know, go get 'em times.
That's kind of what I don't get about joggers. Like, I get it. They look nice. But at the same time, there's no space for shame.
You know, maybe they just have hit the point of, like, no shame.
Really?
I mean, I guess I think there's a way to take a certain sense of almost pride in things other people would be ashamed of.
How so?
It becomes a badge of where you belong in society, I think. Or it could, potentially. Like, if you're actively doing something that, like, only a certain subsection does, there's something bonding about that.
Yeah.
And like if you're just like, I mean, I don't think it's like, I don't think joggers go jogging because they like the sweatpants. It's probably
But
like,
I don't think, no. I'm not talking about like joggers as in people who jog. I'm talking about the type of sweatpants jogger.
Oh, you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, we're on different.
Oh, so you're just saying.
I'll Google it.
So you're just saying
they're
like
a slimmer. They're basically sweatpants, but they're like slimmer.
No, I get what you're saying.
Like the skinny jean version.
But like. You're saying it's not good when non-joggers just, like, wear them all the time?
No, I'm just saying that, like, that's the thing that I don't like about joggers personally is that there's no room for any of my shame. On, like, Thanksgiving when I'm just, you know, a heaving mess on the couch.
Oh, there's always room for more.
It's amazing how you can literally cripple yourself.
This is one of the times oldest paradox is... There's no room for shame, but there's always more room.
Oh, no. The best is right after Thanksgiving dinner when you have essentially destroyed your body. There is no more room. You've done unholy things. And then dessert comes around, and all of a sudden, like, your sins are washed away. It's like Jesus came down from heaven himself and absolved you of everything. And you at least spring for one piece of pie. And then the whipped cream and...
Huh. Oh, sorry. That was your mic. Yeah. I pulled the wrong thing down.
No, that's fine. That's okay.
That'll happen sometimes.
No.
I was getting this ready for you.
Oh God, is this network music?
You know it. Oh no, wait. Actually, this one isn't. But it's on a playlist with a lot of network music on. It's the only one on a playlist of otherwise network music on.
Who is the, like, there? Who do you, how many other people do you think know about this band? I mean, besides listeners.
Well,
like, we talk about
all of the listeners.
The all.
Look at that image. Look at this. I wish you could see it. Old time TV music, and it's like a woman
with a 50s dress. Haircut, yeah. Just like smiling right at the. Oh.
This is better. This is entitled Mystery Question. The mystery question of the day is
mystery question?
What, like, is your favorite?
Like, is the question about a mystery, or am I, like, I don't know the question?
No, it's like you don't know the question. So I think it's Jeopardy. Coming.
Like, okay. Oh, okay. I all right. What's the mystery question?
I don't want to play Jeopardy, so I just want to ask you a question. Okay. What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Butter.
Do you get the turkey-shaped butter?
What do you mean, turkey-shaped butter?
Dude, oh my God, it's incredible.
When are they going to start making, like, butter with maple syrup in it? Like, frozen.
I wonder. I have a feeling they do. Let's go to the interwebs.
I mean, because at this point, the amount of work that goes into preparing waffles in the morning is frankly obscene.
Maple syrup butter.
Yes! Capitalism comes through!
I don't know. Hang on. Maple butter.
Maple butter?
Maple butter. This delicious butter is actually made of maple syrup.
Okay, but is it still butter, or is it just maple syrup? That has the consistency of butter, because that's not what I want.
Hey, listen.
I want maple syrup.
One cup
and
pure
butter.
Maple syrup, preferably grade B organic.
Okay.
One cup or two sticks unsalted butter cut into cubes.
Okay, there we go.
Heat the maple syrup in a small saucepan over medium heat. Add cold butter to warm syrup, whisking until sauce is smooth and all of the butter is incorporated. Remove the heat and keep warm until ready to use. Maple butter can also be refrigerated in an airtight container for up to 2 months. Reheat before using, but never bring to boil.
Where is the soundboard when you need it?
You know, I know. I was just going to say that.
I'm pretty sure it'll cut the music, but...
I think it might be able to play it together.
Follow-up question. How do they grade maple syrup?
I don't know. Let's... How would you guess?
Thickness? Like, or viscosity, maybe? Does this arm really not extend any further, or am I just, like, that low in the chair?
You're pretty low. You're doing some slouching for sure. Oh,
yeah,
no.
Definitely. Oh, no.
It definitely cut the music.
Yeah, I kind of figured. Well, I should download the app.
Oh, wait.
Because then we could have two sounds.
Maybe it didn't. Hang on. Let's see. Gotta get a good one. Dude, there's too many in here. Talk about user experience, am I right?
Can you search at all?
Aww.
Well,
we gave it a shot. It was a valiant effort, but I'm going to stick with this.
Yeah. Before it, like, drives us out of our skulls. Oh, did you do a PSA?
Yes,
oh.
I did.
Oh, right. We entered the segment with the PSA.
Indeed.
Cool. I always forget because I read them out loud.
So other than butter, what kind of food?
Okay. Back to the mystery question.
Oh, my God.
What?
The state of Vermont distinguishes four maple syrup grades from light to dark. They are
totally forgot.
Fancy.
And I asked about
grade
this.
A medium amber, grade A dark amber, and grade B. It is important to understand that all maple syrup is produced by the same process.
Wait. Stop.
Yes.
Go back to that description.
Hang on, we're going to the main site.
But hold on, wait, did it suggest that, okay, so there are four classifications of maple syrup. Only two of them are grades, and then one is fancy, and the other one, no, two are grade A, one is grade B,
and one is fancy.
Who made that system? That is the worst classification system that I think I've ever heard of.
Generally, the first syrup we make in given season is very clear and light in color, like ginger ale. The syrup is graded Vermont Fancy. It has a subtle but complex flavor with hints of vanilla from the vanillins. Did you know? Oh, yeah, you're in that. Okay, so one of our exec board members told us...
The best radio show ever!
told us... Yeah. That vanilla extract comes from a beaver's butt.
I didn't read the article. Did you?
Mm-hmm.
He could just. Did you read the article?
Uh-huh.
Is it okay? So can you provide a synopsis?
Basically, apparently, beavers have a gland very near to their anal gland that produces a certain type of secretion that's brown in color and pretty viscous and non-soluble in water. I don't know why that was necessary to include, but so apparently it's been used for a long, long time, at least for 80 years. Whenever artificial, like, vanilla or strawberry or raspberry is needed. Basically, apparently, beaver butts smell real good, and certain naturalists are known to put their face right up in it because they like it. So, we're living in a wild world here, folks. If you have any comments for us, just feel free to call the studio line.
Doomsday.
855-915-WMFO. Again, that is 855-915-WMFO.
Yeah, and for those of you that can't figure out that letters transform into numbers, that's 9636.
Thank you, Hunter.
You know, just helping out all the young folks.
Oh, that's right. Wow,
that
isn't
never
that wild?
Grew up with
they didn't. Oh my God.
Yeah. They never had to deal with that.
That's wild.
I never got good at T9. I was just like...
Oh, I was never that good at T9 either.
I honestly,
it was so frustrating for me to text that I didn't care enough to text.
I also, like, I feel like the phone that I had with T9 on it, I lost, like, 2 weeks into having it. Not even. Like, this maybe, like, a week.
Did you ever have one of the Razors?
My mom had a Razor.
Those were a dope phone.
I was, like, so jealous.
And I wanted one so bad.
No, you know, it was actually the best phone in my house was my dad's. He had a Palm Pilot, which was, like, one of the first ones that have games on it. It had a little stick that you touch the screen.
Yeah, my mom had a BlackBerry, and I used to play Brick Breaker.
Oh, yeah. I remember the BlackBerry for, like, a little while was just a thing to have, like... I would remember when I would visit, like, some, like, friends who live, like, a few towns over, like, all the kids for some reason have BlackBerries.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's the,
I just found a bunch of my mom's BlackBerry videos on her old computer. It was wild. I was a little kid.
Man, those, like, four... Those
apparently, I was really pixely.
Yeah,
when I was a kid.
Weird.
It was very strange.
You know,
I guess I don't have a great memory of the time.
I think that's just what kids are going to think the early 2000s look like. Just all they're gonna have
potato.
Like,
it's just gonna be a potato
quality, like, cell phone video to go off of. Like, and this is your grandfather when he was like 5 years old. Why is he all blue?
Oh my God, it's gonna be incredible to see what happens with, like, the millennial generation as they get old. Like, Hunter, can we spend Doomsday together?
I wouldn't mind it. I would love that, actually.
That would be really fun.
That'd be awesome.
We could loot. Not to say that WMFO endorses looting.
No, we do not endorse.
But Hunter and Alex endorse looting.
You heard it here, folks.
You heard it here first. Yeah. Actually, you heard it first on local news a couple years ago. Just kidding.
All right.
I think the game show music is getting into, like, my, you know... brain and stuff.
That's what I'm saying, dude. After a while, like, if I needed to, like, torture somebody using music, I would 100% put one of these songs on repeat. This one.
Oh,
probably.
My God. This is insane. I'm starting... You know how, like, Homer will sometimes, like, sing something in his head to himself?
Yeah.
I'm, like, getting that, except it's real, but I know it's gonna last even after it goes off.
It's, like, intrusive. It just, like, beats its way into your brain.
You know what I think would go well with this? Like, watching hamsters run.
Yeah. Or, like, I don't even know, like, Benny Hill. This is, like...
It is.
Very Benny Hill-esque. What is this? How do you write this music?
We should see how deep into Spotify we can get.
Yeah, I think this is the new way to go, because YouTube is kind of becoming garbage. So, like...
All right, you know what? We're gonna go to Artist Network Music Ensemble.
Let's see what the related
exactly,
artists
you read
are.
My line.
Like, how do we...
The Down Home Elves.
What?
Should we start there?
Please,
that sounds
tell
pretty
me
promising.
It's Christmas music. Please tell me. I need something to
listen. Oh my
to.
God.
Wait. What?
Oh my God, is that a banjo? Holy crap.
Oh my god, we found the best Christmas album that's ever been made.
Look, it looks like a really terrible drawing of Buster from Arthur. I need to change it. Huh. This is driving me crazy.
Yeah.
All of the related artists are Christmas music to Network Music Ensemble.
Well, I suppose that is its own kind of special form of, like, extremely generic music.
Door number three.
Alex.
Yeah?
What's behind door number three?
It's the wacky waving inflatable arm man from WMFO's closet. You will never find a better wacky waveable inflating arm man anywhere. We've loved it and cherished it for years, and we've used it on all kinds of quads.
Now, Diane, how much would you say that this wacky waving inflatable arm man goes for?
This item comes in at a whopping $500, yeah. And we blew for no reason.
Yeah! Isn't that one guy in the audience that's just slightly too loud? And you can hear him every time.
And he cackles
time. Like a second too early.
Yep. I love shows that use real laugh tracks because it's pretty fun to like listen to the weird guy in the audience.
Oh yeah, I mean the rest of the show is garbage, but
oh
the
yeah,
audience
absolutely.
Makes it, the audience is what tells you what the parts are funny, because otherwise you wouldn't know.
Well, that's how I've been watching sports lately, because my housemate just kind of yells, so I sit in my room doing homework and I don't have to watch any of the commercials or anything. Well, the thing is, all my friends talk about it, and like, I don't know anything about it, so I just keep up on the game time updates.
I just watch it if it's right in front of my face.
That's the thing. Even if it is in front of my face, I find almost any way to not watch it.
Yeah, the only sport I follow is the punchy punchies.
Punchy punchies.
Punchy punchy sports.
Punchy punchy sports. Jordan's trying to convince me to join MMA.
You should.
I think I want to. I bet you our listeners would pay to watch us beat each other up. And by that, I mean you beat me up.
Huh. Well,
you want to come watch me get my butt kicked?
We can $2. Make it a donations drive event.
Yeah, I'm down.
Huh.
I'm very down.
I don't really know. I mean, we could market it. We'll put new media on it. They'll figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or events. Just somebody in that department.
We'll give it to the sophomores.
Yeah, just pass it down the line. Bureaucracy.
I think we might need to regroup. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think we should rebase ourselves in these next.
Ooh. Ooh.
Broken his command, thou shalt not kill. Don't you know?